Another Aussie there, 91.5 WMFO, and Vance Joy, brand new music, Saturday Sun, which is what we had yesterday, isn't it? We had a beautiful day yesterday, today not so much, so, you know, you might as well sit in and listen to the radio. Nation of Two is the brand new album from Vance Joy. Before that, we heard White Rabbit. In case you didn't recognize that one, certainly a classic rock song from Jefferson Airplane's Surrealistic Pillow that came out in 1967. Spent a lot of time in San Francisco today, didn't we? Rocky Erickson, Texas boy, but I believe he lives in the Bay Area now. True Love Casts Out All Evil is the name of the album we took Goodbye Sweet Dreams from. Rocky Erickson and Okkervil River that came out in 2010. Rocky, of course, from the 13th Floor Elevators. Originally, kind of a crazy dude, but we love Rocky. Beach Boys did Do It Again from their 2020 album. That was their 20th release on Capitol Records and the end of their contract. So it was kind of a hodgepodge of stuff that they just had left over, and then we just wanted to finish out their record deal with Capitol. We started with The War on Drugs. In Chains was the name of the song from A Deeper Understanding. That's brand new from The War on Drugs. 12:58, 2 minutes away from 1 o'clock. Thanks so much for being here in the Detox Mansion. Visiting hours are over. So, don't let the door slam you on the way out. Jamie is in next, I hope.
We're subbing for Jamie.
Oh. Oh, no, you're subbing for Jamie. Who are you?
I'm John.
John.
And Allie.
John and Allie are subbing for Jamie. Well, I'm a little disappointed because I love Jamie. But we'll see what these guys have for you. I'm going to leave you with Georgia Satellites, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. 91.5 WMFO.
Dresses when they fall just below my knees. I pretend I scraped them climbing in the trees.
Sometimes I think all I'm ever doing is trying to convince myself I'm alive. Sometimes I think all I'm ever doing is trying to convince myself I'm alive.
Wipe my eyes and cut me off.
Wipe my eyes, I'm crying.
Crying for attention.
For attention.
Fire that was made in 2014. Dyed my hair blue, it came out a C6 sort of green. I like vintage dresses when they fall just below my knees. I pretend I scraped them climbing in the tree.
Thank you. Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford. I don't think the headphones are getting my voice, but I can tell that I'm speaking. Al, you want to go ahead and just say something?
Hey, it's me. I'm Allie. It's not actually Jamie, which is probably really disappointing for you all.
That's right, especially Jamie's extended family who listens to this show every single week.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Tubular.
Special shout out to Peter and Henry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the bros.
The bros.
The bros.
We know all about the bros.
The Jubiler bros. Yes, it's me, John C., back from
He's
the dead.
Back.
Yeah,
we
returning
to
WMFO in all my glory. I haven't been on the air since Jamie and I did an extended hour-long review of LCD Sound System's new record in November. And before that, I hadn't been on the air since probably senior week of my senior year. Which was about
a year ago.
Almost a year ago today. Allie, I think get right up in the mic, because probably the way we're currently doing it, I'm going to be way louder than you.
Okay.
Yeah, so it feels good to be back in the studio. Got my best pal Allie up here.
That's me.
Yeah. And Jamie, I think, is in Gloucester.
He's in Gloucester. Still. He's at home with his fam. And
yeah.
The JF.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I bet they're listening and he's so mad at us.
I don't know if he is. Yeah, I'm curious.
Hi, Jamie.
Oh.
I'm going to do impressions of Jamie for the next hour. Hey, do you guys want to write a sketch? Jamie loves sketch comedy.
Relatable content, Allie. Yeah, so first up, you heard the record player song by Days of the Great. Allie, you showed me that one.
I did.
And then after that was the new... ish Sylvanesso single.
It's new to me. I did not know about it.
P-A-R-A-D with me. It's written out like that.
I actually have definitely seen that and somehow not listened to it.
Yeah,
I don't know how I did that.
You also introduced me to Sylvanesso.
This is true.
And I'm going to see them in July in Chicago.
Nice.
Hopefully with Sophie. I need to kind of bug her.
She wants to come, she does want to.
Yeah, I need to bug her about getting a ticket because I bet it'll be ravenous.
True.
Speaking of tickets and ravenous music consumption... Let's talk Spring Fling, people.
Okay, so Spring Fling was yesterday.
I'm sure you were all there.
I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Rad.
Maybe you do or don't remember it. Allie, let's get your hot take. Top line, headline numbers on Spring Fling. What do you think?
Okay.
Review.
So, here's the situation for me.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, and then it was Ty Dolla Sign.
Just to be clear, you don't not know what happened due to any...
Mental or physical impairment. I was there and I just couldn't quite keep up with who was doing what. And we were also kind of far away from the stage. We did not really have the intention of being close to the stage.
Right.
We were late as well.
We were late. I have delicate cochlea.
They're so delicate.
Oh, practically glass.
I'm speaking too loudly right now.
That's right.
Let's all whisper.
Some ASMR. Side note, speaking of ASMR content.
Oh my God.
I recently found out that I for sure... I'm an ASMR, like, active bro.
Active in the ASMR community.
Yeah, well...
There are chat rooms.
There are. There's a whole... I feel like a quarter of the posts on Reddit now are about ASMR stuff. And there's
Is that due to your consumption of that content?
I haven't consumed hardly any of that content, but I have watched some of the videos on YouTube, and they for sure make me, like, super tingly and a little euphoric. And I was telling you earlier in the week at my work... There was a day when we were doing a workshop and a lot of Sharpie on Post-it, Sharpie on cardstock sounds. And I was just kind of sitting there like a doofus feeling great.
It's like, ah.
Yeah. So
the
if
sound
you,
of Sharpie.
Yeah. If you get little shivers up your spine when you hear like a whisper or just kind of a relaxing.
And if you want to die when you hear someone write on a chalkboard, that's still normal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. But yeah, you might have ASMR. Once you know what it is, you notice it more, I think.
Does it stand for audio stimulated
vegetative response? Yeah.
MR.
Yeah, something audio stimulated something response.
Oh, I got the first two right.
Yeah, you did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I did browse a Wikipedia page briefly.
Sure.
In class when you sent me the information.
Anyway, Allie, back to Spring Fling.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Well, so I was unfamiliar with everyone going into the event.
Everyone not there.
Everyone.
Everyone in the audience.
I got there and I was like, who are these people? I met John yesterday and he invited me to be on this show. I was also like, why don't you come stay at my home for the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so we went. I really think I can only give a report on Ty Dolla $ign. He had a lot of requests from the crowd.
Yeah.
Like,
break it down. But a lot of them were demographic specific.
Okay, so if I recall correctly, there were shout outs to the ladies.
Many shout outs to the ladies.
But these shout outs included ladies who were with someone that they were helping to get with. That's not how he phrased it.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is
right.
You know, this is party fun times.
Hey,
on
man,
the radio.
We're in the FCC's wheelhouse now.
So if you're with someone you just met that you really liked, if you were with your boyfriend,
yeah, yeah.
If you were with a good bro,
yeah.
Pal.
That's right.
And then I think he just kind of had a general call for ladies to scream a few different times.
Yeah, possibly ladies to jump.
I think he wanted everyone to jump. If you were ready to party. And he was very specific that if you weren't ready to party, you needed to get out of his way.
You needed to leave. That's right.
He's like, I would kindly ask you to leave the building. He also referred to the Preslon as a building 3 or 4 times.
Yes.
He didn't seem to understand because there is a little bit of a roof, like a tent over his head.
God's building.
God's
the
building.
Preslon is...
God's building.
We're all just on borrowed time here from our landlord.
God.
Yahweh. keep it free form. And then from the fellas, there was also some requests.
To put a lady on your shoulders.
Put a lady on your shoulders was a point he stressed for sure.
We were sitting.
He was really pumped when a lady, now stop me if I get this wrong, but got on the shoulders of
another lady.
And that was a huge deal. Did they actually go on stage? I know he invited them on stage, but I couldn't see.
I couldn't tell either. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
It was hard to see, but I think everyone would have made it quite clear if that had happened.
Right. I felt like musically, there were a ton of interruptions. It was like, it'd be like no more than a minute of a song, and then be like, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up. Ty.
It's like, are you ready to party?
Yeah, I'd be like,
yes, that's why we're all here.
I was just getting in party mode before you told me to hold up.
It takes me more than 30 seconds to warm up to party mode,
yeah.
Ty,
I'm a lady, you know?
I'm a lady.
I need time to boil, to simmer.
I do, it's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, what else did at one point, he asked every fella to put a lady on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And, I think there was someone up near the front, if I understand correctly, who put a lady on his shoulders, and then Ty called him out, or called her out, I guess, and basically it was like, oh, is that your boyfriend? And I guess she said yes. He said, are you going to suck the soul out of his life?
That's right.
The phrasing was a little unclear.
It was like, show him the night of his life or something.
Was that what it's?
I thought you told me he said that.
I thought it was like sucking the soul out of him. Okay, you know, it's not clear, but he singled a lot of people out for being on other people's shoulders, which is weird given that he did request that pretty loudly and explicitly. This is more a show for him than for us.
Yeah, I would. One other observation, if I could give some feedback to Ty. There's a lot of talk about how Tufts was like the most Turks university he'd ever been at.
Turns out he went to MIT yesterday, and I think that might have been his first college school.
No way we're more Turks than MIT. I've been at MIT, and they throw down.
They really do, but like, I think if you've only been to two colleges, you could say that Tufts is one of the most.
For sure. I have a hard time believing we were partying harder than MIT, frankly. I've been there on just random weekend days,
it's
and they're just doing nonsense circus stuff out on the lawn. Like,
most of us were sitting down.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, most of us sitting down. There was like
I'd say 40% of the crowd was just sitting and dispersed.
Just had their butts firm on
the ground.
They're
pretty distinct halves of the crowd.
Yes, we noticed that, depending on the preferred...
There's the jumping up and down half and the kind of sitting or vaguely dancing half.
That's right.
Not party dancing. They were on their own dancing, just kind of like in their own open space.
Right. Shout out to Annie Altman Marino for really
Annie.
Making the most of the space.
She was great.
A lot of cartwheels.
Cartwheeling up the hill, which I didn't know you could do.
Oh, yeah. No, Annie...
She can do it.
I think she just like has been... training like super hard. I think Annie's like for the past couple of years just been like dance, 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 dance,
dance.
Ready
for the ballet.
Yeah, I think we saw the effects of that. So
the big dance.
It's never too late
to follow your dreams.
Yeah, and be super good at cartwheels.
Especially if you're Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah.
And your dream is to have lots of 20-year-olds on other 20-year-old shoulders for you to look at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was.
I think at one point he also said, "That's the hottest lady in the building tonight," which is, you know, it wasn't a building and it wasn't night,
right?
And that's something you probably shouldn't say. Also,
no. Look, Ty, I don't know if you've read The Observer, but you know, we try not to single folks out around here. Just for being an attractive female.
I wish we could bring Ty here today.
Holy cow, that would be the get of the century.
Can you imagine if Ty Dolla $ign just walked in?
After Spring Fling.
He's like, no, I don't remember any of that.
WMFO. I'm curious what he thought, like how he thought it went. Because
it felt like people were really pouring out.
Yeah.
Of the space.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of consistently.
Yeah. Hey, I had a fun time.
He played a song called Pineapple, which we did have some questions about what pineapple meant, but yeah, you know,
and some theories. But hey,
theories.
We'll take the theories offline.
Yeah. Let us know if you have.
Weather was great. I had a good time.
It was beautiful.
I'll be honest. Can I be real for a sec?
Yeah.
I had fun.
Hey, I didn't. I'm just kidding. I did. I liked it.
I could tell.
I was having a miserable time. I cried for 4 hours.
I know. I didn't let you down off my shoulders was part of the problem.
Oh, I'm so afraid of heights.
I know. But he's never told me it was okay to let you down.
His back was just simply crumbling. Oh, we were both in agony. Both of us wept.
That's right. Man. It's Sunday. I assume some people are just drowning in work right now, right?
Ooh, yeah, well, pretty it's almost high reading period.
Percentage of the campus.
I know you don't have reading period anymore at work.
No, I sure don't. Not at my 9-to-5.
Big boy job.
It's more often like 8:30 to 5. I take 20 to 30 minutes for lunch. But,
literally.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Well, we have reading period.
Yeah.
People are, you know. Drowning.
Here's a question, Allie, for you. Speaking of my working lunch,
yes.
Let me pose a conundrum to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I bill for my time. I'm technically a contractor.
Yes.
At my company. So if I eat lunch by myself, I don't count that as my time to work, unless I'm just like literally working and reaching over shove food in my mouth as I work. That's a working lunch. But there's this gray area of like, I am encouraged to have lunch with my manager and people on my team. Not like that's so unpleasant, but you know, they say, hey, we're gonna have lunch, you want to come eat lunch? And we sometimes talk about work adjacent stuff.
Sure.
And it just feels like, I don't know, is it ethical for me to bill that time?
Huh, that's a great question. I mean, I would say yes, because I have really no stake in this. But ethically, let's not...
Because you just want me to earn as much coin as possible.
I want you to earn so much money.
As quickly as possible.
Okay. I want you to just have a little sack full of gold coins that you run home with at the end of every day.
You're in luck.
You take it on the bus.
It's
the money bag. It beeped a little bit. Ooh, John, how many coins are in your money bag?
Oh, they're just pouring out.
Oh gosh, there are coins everywhere. Oh, how are we ever going to put these back? Is there a hole in that bag?
Oh, well, maybe if we have a vacuum.
Oh. That is a hungry vacuum. Oh, I think we got them all. How do we get the coins out of the vacuum now?
Oh, well, actually, the vacuum bag is the coin bag from before.
Oh.
So it actually,
your normal sack has a vacuum function on it.
That's right. Well, it has a vacuum attachment.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, so back to the question.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to even form an argument about this.
Yeah.
You are contributing to team morale.
I for sure am.
You are.
I talk a lot at the lunches too, because I don't you know, I'm one of the more social
sure. people on my team. So you're still providing a service to people, which is entertainment.
Yep. I think this will definitely hold up when I am
when you're asked about it.
When I'm terminated and then I countersue. Yeah.
countersue.
It wouldn't be fraud. I think I would just... No, it's not illegal to bill questionably. It's just they could fire you.
Fair enough. Well, I don't think they will.
Yeah. No, I doubt it.
I don't think they're going to check.
True. This has also happened like twice.
Oh.
Well, okay. More
Those
than,
two times.
More
That's
than,
okay.
More than twice. I don't eat lunch with my team that often, but when I do, Yeah.
Should we talk about our favorite person from your team?
No.
Shark?
I don't think we should talk about Shark. I feel it's
questionable.
It's a little too close. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
questionable. There's just questionable.
6 degrees of separation means that everyone on Earth will someday hear this recording, this broadcast,
including our friend,
including Shark.
That's his real name.
Yeah. Right.
He's a shark.
He's my favorite member of the team. He and I, just a couple of the sharks.
Ooh. You know what I think? I think not to completely change the subject,
oh,
but
please.
Speaking of wild animals, I think we should talk about Planet Earth 2.
Yes!
I think we have to, right?
People of Tufts.
Have you seen Planet Earth 2?
Have you seen the planet Earth?
Have you gone outside
have you
other than Spring
your
Fling?
Freaking eyes for a second.
Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple, and watch the Netflix series.
Wake up, go outside, and then go back inside and turn on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's cooler in there than it is out here.
It's legitimately bonkers.
There was an episode where they had a camera tethered to a hawk somehow, which I think is one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Question one, how'd they get the camera on the hawk's head?
Was it sedated?
Surely,
was he sleeping?
Surely sedated.
She fell asleep and they fastened
maybe,
a GoPro to
or
her
maybe
head.
They found the one hawk that was like dreaming of fame.
She wanted to be a star.
In the entire Rocky Mountains.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's
incredible.
Seriously, you may have seen Planet Earth 1 like 10 years ago and thought, oh yeah, I was a little kid.
Lovely.
I remember that being cool. No. It's
wild.
100 times better.
There's just slow motion footage of a pack of, or a pride of lions, I guess it is called, chasing a giraffe.
A gaggle of lions.
A gaggle.
I think is the term.
A sorority of lions. Bunch of lady lions.
In matching t-shirts.
They're in tanks. They're in frockets. T-shirts with chest pockets.
Oh, yeah. I think we all know about frockets.
In case someone doesn't know about frockets, these lions
were... I think we all know
about
frockets.
In snapbacks that they stole from the frat of tigers. Even though they don't live in the same areas. Oh, anyways.
Yeah. Chasing a giraffe.
Are crazy
and
huge.
Then, okay, basically what they do is, this is the desert, so there's no cover for an ambush, so it's a straight-up chase. So they all chase this giraffe and then kind of cut it off.
A decent distance.
To get it basically into this one sort of narrow stretch. And then just standing there in the stretch is the quote-unquote...
The lead female.
Yeah,
the starring lady.
The leading lady. Who just leaps. You can see her just kind of bracing herself.
Her feet do like a roadrunner thing. It's cartoonish.
It's very
the way
like,
her legs
it's very like
prep.
Youth basketball athletic stance, like defense, you know, scrambling around.
Yeah, she really just like winds up with her back legs and throws
and
herself
just
into the air.
She jumps up and kind of, should we tell them what happened?
Well, so we were guessing 50-50 odds
on
this fight.
Because the narrator stressed that this is a pretty dangerous thing for lions to do. They don't normally chase giraffes.
Giraffes are enormous.
Because they can just freaking clobber you.
And
But food is so scarce in the desert that they had to chase this
it's
giraffe.
It's worth it to them. Because if you get the giraffe, I mean, that's you're good for a while.
Oh, that's at least lunch.
That's a mid-afternoon snack.
For a lion, sure.
It's equivalent to hummus and carrots for a human.
Allie, for you and me, a giraffe might be two lunches.
Neither of us eats meat.
True. Moot point.
For Jamie and another one of our friends.
For fans of the show, for Jamie, a giraffe might be a lunch and a half.
But also,
Jamie's
that's
a
Jamie.
Tall boy.
Jamie, yeah.
He was scarfing down those margs the other night.
He was very hungry at Masala the other night.
Yeah. But for a lion, a giraffe, it's just pickings.
Simply pickings.
It's just samples at the grocery store.
That's a Costco lunch where you walk through and you grab the samples. It samples giraffe.
Allie, real talk. How many Costco lunches have you had?
I haven't since I was a little kid. I used to have a friend who I would like go to her house and her mom would babysit, quote unquote, babysit me for the day when I was in like elementary school. My mom was a nurse and her mom was a teacher, so she was free in the summers.
Oh.
And like at least once a week we would go to Costco and just like eat samples for lunch.
Wow.
My mom found out and was like, oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
interesting.
Maybe.
She's like, I mean, I'm paying you to babysit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then.
Well, I was there every day.
Sure. Huh. Yeah, that, it's a little thrifty.
But also, I mean, it's really fun. I mean, I certainly would throw myself at the people offering samples and claw at their faces.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Much like the leading lady lion.
Like the lion.
Yeah, so back to that. Okay, so she's roadrunnering there.
She powers up. Herself.
Yeah, seriously, it is like video game, like charge up.
Like her legs blur as they spin.
Yeah, and then she jumps, I mean, like 6 feet in the
air.
At
least,
probably.
It's got to be. Giraffes are definitely taller than they look.
Yeah, and just kind of grabs onto the front of the giraffe as it's running, but she
just butts the lady off.
She can't quite get a grip. I guess the plan is like you sort of grab its neck and just sort of fall and drag it down with you.
Yeah.
But she just could not hang on, and the giraffe just
threw her kicked her.
Somehow I think it got her with all four of its legs.
There is a swift kick
to
the head.
That lion is for sure deceased.
I mean, at this point, definitely this probably took several years to edit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Incredible cinematography here.
Yeah, but the point is, it's nuts. And they just do stuff like that where they follow, like, specific animals just, like, doing their thing. Like, a lot of it boils down to, like, trying to get food and trying to find a mate. But there's a lot of ways that that happens.
Butcher birds?
Butcher birds.
Which are a crazy thing we learned about.
Okay, so somehow there's this massive scare. This episode was on desert.
It's the desert, so it's scarce. There is nothing in the desert. There's no food or water, really.
And yet,
there are these birds called butcher birds that kill lots of smaller birds and animals, just an unfathomable amount.
Dozens of little mouse corpses
and they
stuff.
Hang them on spikes off of, like, cactuses and other, you know, like, tough desert plants.
Cacti. Come on. Allie, what are you, first
cacti.
Grade?
Cacti.
Are you 8 years old?
No, I'm 7. All right. My birthday's next week.
Fine. Well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Gotta rethink some stuff.
Yeah, this is a little weird for you now.
Yeah, it is. But let's not dwell on that.
Let's not get into that.
Yeah, they're just skewered.
Just hanging there, drying it out like hides.
Yeah, and apparently this is to prevent scavengers from finding it at storage for the butcher
birds.
Which,
I don't know, I feel like there are other birds. I feel like other birds could fly over.
Also that. Yeah, that was nuts.
They'll go and just scoop up a whole, like, mouse and just bring it back to their nest. And they're like, oh, good, now we have this for today. And tomorrow we'll eat one of my other 1,700 mice that I've skewered.
Yeah, it was a weird logical disconnect.
It was bizarre.
I don't know where that food came from.
Everyone else is starving.
The one other one that really wowed me in terms of their ritual was, I can't remember the name exactly, but it was a grouse. It was like a desert grouse bird. And they live, like, 40 miles away. No, like 60 miles away from
very far
from a watering hole. But because there's these hawks that live around the watering hole. So what they do is there's like 200 of these men, these male grouse.
Big boys.
And and they go and sit in the water and soak up water into their breast feathers.
Like specialized breast feathers for water.
But it takes a while. They have to kind of
like soak around.
Let it charge like a phone. You got to leave it there. And meanwhile, these hawks just come in and, like, just do a dive through this pack of grouse and tries to get one. So they just are sitting in the pond for as long as they can before the hawk comes and just dives in. And they just do that until they're all full of water, and then they fly back.
If they survive, they fly home.
And they have to do that every day for 2 months.
Until the babies can make the flight themselves.
Yeah.
And they fly back, and all of their babies just, like, circle around and just kind of, like, stick their heads into their feathers and drink water.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
Much the way that you and I do from our friends' feathers. To drink water.
I love my feathered friends.
That's right.
And I don't own a water bottle. So I just have...
You're a huge burden, Allie.
You guys, I am. Everyone's like, Allie, get a Nalgene. They're so cheap. Get a Nalgene.
But at the same time, if your friends weren't so engorged with H2O...
so engorged.
Then you wouldn't have to... Anyway, this is we're having fun with Jamie Juveler.
I'm Jamie Juveler.
Allie, I'm going to cut to a track if that's all right.
Ooh,
with
what
everyone.
Track?
What track? I actually can't say. Ooh. You're not supposed to front announce it.
I didn't know that.
I need to choose
one. I don't do radio.
One. I can say the artist.
You can also just play it. I'll know.
I know, but I want the people to be happy and excited.
We want to do what's best for you all.
Oh, I'll play a song from the new Frankie Cosmos album.
Ooh.
This is a fun one. I might play two. I'm going to play two Frankie Cosmos songs in a row because they're pretty short. New Frankie Cosmos album. It's great. Trying to highlight the lady singers today.
Yay, yeah,
trying to highlight those ladies.
We did a lot of that yesterday, and we'll do it in a better, more respectful way today.
That's right.
To apologize for Ty Dolla $ign and all of his damages.
Pat me on the back, society. Here's two new Frankie Cosmos songs. Seriously, it's a great record. If you know Frankie Cosmos, I think it's a very much like a step deeper for her. She's like, I think her songwriting is top notch, but it just
feels more fuller and mature.
And the subject matter is more like developed and like well explored. There's a lot of cool, she talks about a lot of cool stuff. So
you'll see.
What? Oh, were you?
I was telling them they'll see.
Oh, I thought you said she also, and then stopped.
Nope.
Okay.
You will all see.
Yes.
Or hear, rather.
All right, here we go. A couple of Frankie Cosmos jams, and then we'll be back at ya. John C. and Allie D. subbing for Jamie Juveler.
Jamie Juveler.
On WMFO in Medford. Catch you soon. All right. See, what did we tell you?
Wasn't it fun?
Yeah. Wasn't it?
She's
so good.
Great. How old is she? Do we know?
Oh, she is my age, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think she is 23. I think she is exactly 6 months older than me, actually. Ooh. I think I looked this up the other day. So she's around Justin Bieber's age.
Oh.
She's also around 6 months older than me.
We also love Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Huge fans of his.
Yeah, we'll be playing 8 Justin Bieber songs immediately following this.
Oh man.
Yeah, I think that's right. Cause she graduated from it was Vassar or someplace.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago.
Sure.
And has been touring. Yeah, Greta Klein is her name. Yeah, stage name Frankie Cosmos.
Sure.
She is Frankie Cosmos and the band is Frankie Cosmos. It's a whole thing.
Naturally.
Yeah, that was Jesse. Just now, and then before that was Ballad of P and J. Whew, all right.
Good stuff.
Allie D.
Yes.
I got you here. And what I like to do on my old show when I had seniors in the spring, I like to do a little Tufts exit interview. And
excellent.
I am wondering what is something you wish you had done while you were here. A lot of people answer this with I want to go on the roof of Granoff. I'm curious.
I feel like I probably have some deeper answer that I'm not thinking about, but I definitely wish I had. Okay, so I auditioned for just gosh darn everything my freshman fall.
Sure. Relatable.
I wanted to do a cappella, I auditioned for a bunch of shows, landed on comedy. Where there were no auditions.
That's right.
Apparently, I'm extremely bad at acting. But I wish I had auditioned for SOC or Sarah Band or something, because I danced for so long and probably wouldn't have gotten into either. But I think it would have been really satisfying to just audition for SOC and see did I get a call back?
Yeah.
Because I think that would have been fun. I don't know that I would have actually been able to do a dance group, but
it definitely would have changed.
It would have been super
your
different.
Whole trajectory, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have been able to be majors president if I was also in a dance group.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
No, I always wonder, what would have happened if I had, gotten into whatever, SQ or something.
Yeah, right.
Freshman.
Or
Beats.
Different.
I got a Beats callback.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw, that would have been fun.
Yeah. But again,
Share Appeal callback.
Totally
could have
different.
Done that.
Oh, man. Tufts, one of Tufts' 5 co-ed Jewish a cappella groups, is that right?
6, I think.
I think it's one of, of many co-ed Jewish a cappella groups.
Yeah, we have a bunch.
I think that's their
tagline. For sure.
Yeah.
One of a few. that's us.
One of a number.
One of a number.
That's what we do.
One over X co-ed Jewish a cappella groups.
That's right, one over X squared.
But we're the first. Me and Shira Peel.
Yeah. Shira Peel.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm trying to think if there are bigger things I wish I'd done. I don't know. Everyone's like, oh, I wish I'd done TDC. I didn't, and I feel totally fine about that.
Who's saying they wish they'd done TDC?
Or not. I guess people put it on their bucket list and they're like, you should do it once.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Things like that. But I don't know. I feel like my bucket list was mostly make friends, be president of my comedy group,
mm-hmm.
study public health. I'm pretty boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty specific goals.
Yeah, yeah. And that's nothing. I mean,
none of them involve.
I'm
dancing.
I go back and forth on the concept of a bucket list in general.
Yeah.
It's I don't know.
It structures things in a weird way.
It does, and I don't know. I just have this very strong, I feel like one thing I really try to guard myself against is just trying to fulfill promises that past me. Made to myself.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about this. I think it's real.
I think this is very core to my behavior. I try to make it one of my main values.
I know. It feels like it's hard to continue growing when you're super focused on what you wanted a year or 3 years ago.
Yeah. And again, whatever. If it's I want to see the Grand Canyon.
Sure.
Sure, that's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah,
that's
I feel like there are places I really want to travel, and that's,
Yeah.
That's a different kind of
bucket
list.
But again, then it's okay, so what? If I'm however old and I haven't done it, if I don't want to anymore, I don't want it to be on the list.
Yeah.
I don't know if that really happens to people where it's oh, well, it's on the bucket list. But
yeah, I don't think I'll be 90 years old and half dead. And I'm I have to go to Iceland.
Must audition for SSC.
Now. Please take me to Iceland now.
Yeah.
Gotta go see the Great Barrier Reef.
When you are 90, there will for sure be no Great Barrier
Reef. Yeah, I know.
FYI.
We should go now.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Gotta get out there now.
It's more like the Great Barrier Reef's bucket list. Have all these people come see me.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh.
Quit driving your cars.
Start walking.
With their coal.
Do better.
I read that Great Britain went its longest ever stretch without using any coal power. It was
really?
Like 3 days in April.
They,
in a row. They didn't use any coal power.
That's wild.
Yeah. So
hey, good for them.
Keep it up, Brits.
We should try that.
Britain's. Oh, yeah. But Ali, clean coal. / big coal.
Big coal.
Coal miners.
Big coal wants you to use coal.
What about me? I'm little coal.
Well, little coal.
And I'm dirty coal.
Oh, dirty coal, get out. Get out. Get out of the studio now.
No way. I'm sticking around.
I'm big coal and I'm in charge of you, dirty coal.
Yeah, get out of here, dirty coal.
Little coal, this is not your call to make.
Why?
I brought you here. You are part of me. I'm in control. I made you.
Yeah, but people don't like big coal.
Who cares? That's the point of me. I'm only called big. You never call anything big if you like it.
What? Well,
no one's like, I love big pharma. I'm celebrating big pharma. It's so good that they're huge.
What about like a big meal? You like that?
Don't be a glutton, little coal.
What about like a big day? Like Allie's big day. That's probably a good thing.
Allie has never had a big day in her life. Hey, well, that's rude now, big coal. No one asked you,
it's
Allie.
It's hard to tell the difference between
you're not even
Allie
coal.
And big coal.
Their voices do sound quite similar. I don't know who just became
that third person. I don't know who just referred to them a third person.
I broke. I panicked. And started another person. Okay, I'll be big coal like
I'm
this.
I'm out of here. Dirty coal is out.
Great. That's what I asked for initially, dirty coal.
All right. Well,
where
I'm not leaving.
Where are you going?
I'm not leaving because you said so.
Where are you going, dirty coal?
I'm going to go stink up a lake.
Oh, get out. Don't.
Wow, that was sure a noxious cloud. He formed.
Oh, yeah. He really stunk up the whole place.
Does this count as the PSA?
I don't know. Ooh, I love PSAs.
You want to read one?
I would love to read a PSA.
All right, let me grab the binder.
This is my favorite part of every radio show I've ever done. This is still Big Coal speaking, by the way.
Big Coal.
Big Coal has a PSA.
Gotta read a PSA. This is little coal.
Okay, okay. Ooh, that looks serious. Okay. Ooh, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you need to know first is that this is a picture of some anime characters walking.
Ooh, I love anime. What's your favorite anime? Big Coal? No, Allie, I don't care what you think. What's Big Coal's favorite anime?
Big Coal's Big Day at the Factory.
Wow! Fresh out of Japan! All right,
yeah, I wrote
ahead.
It, and also, that was all me. I did the whole thing myself. Do
yeah,
you want to see it later?
Big Coal, star of Big Coal's Big Day at the Factory, is in the studio. Anyway, okay. Continue.
Walking is good exercise. Mm. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults.
Just to interject, it does require special equipment if you're little coal and you don't have human legs. Just for the record.
Little coal, what kind of special equipment do you walk
with?
Oh my
gosh, we're getting a phone call.
We're getting a phone call?
Yep. Put the PSA on hold. Hello, you're on the air with Little Cole. Please don't curse.
Oh, dear.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hi.
We're here.
Can I request a song?
Yes, of course. Please.
You have to address Big Cole.
The song is Anyhow by the Tedeschi Truck Stand.
Can you say the artist one more time?
The name of the song is Anyhow, and it's by the Tedeschi Truck Stand.
Got it. We will play that at our next musical break. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling. Well, I don't know how to spell that artist quite. But I will try to find it. You can keep reading
okay.
The PSA.
Oh, right, the PSA.
Yeah.
Cool, and then I have another thing.
Sure.
So walking. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. That's not a great incentive.
I'm super skeptical of this PSA. Brennan and I read it one time.
Inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's
also,
safer
they're
than
just
riding
like,
a bike.
They're like, hey, walk 2.5 miles. There's a bunch of drunk drivers.
Also, I just feel like there aren't that many drunk drivers at any time of day that you might choose to walk from Harvard back to Tufts.
This is John Seabeck here. I agree. It's also weird for PSA to be like anti-bike and anti-public transit.
Yeah.
Which
it feels like maybe someone
aren't.
Put this in unsanctioned.
Yeah, I don't. Just the big walk.
Big walkers.
Big walk sign. You said you had another thing. I did find the song.
This is not super interesting.
I misheard the artist a little bit. It's the Tedeschi like Trucks Band. I thought you said Truck Stand.
Trucks Band.
Yeah, but so what do you got? What do you got?
I just got an email from someone from an apartment that I'm looking at.
Hey.
It seems like we got everything in early, and the leasing office will look at everything tomorrow, but it seems promising.
Yeah.
That I might have an apartment in Alston with our friend Sarah B.
Hey, wow. So a former WMFO DJ herself, if I'm not mistaken.
Little cold. They weren't talking to you.
I like to just kind of slide in.
Are you living with Allie and Sarah?
Well, only if they use Mass Electric and Gas Power Company. Well, not the electric vice contributor. Yeah, I kind of am. I'll be burned up to charge their iPhones.
Amazing. Can you tell me a little more about your walking paraphernalia that you need?
Nope, I gotta go die.
Bye, little Cole.
Yeah, a big Cole. You should probably get out of here, dude.
You're right. I gotta go. I gotta go torment someone else.
Yeah, for real. Get
Bye,
out of here,
guys.
Big Cole.
Bye, all right. Big Cole. Little Cole, Big Cole, and J. Cole.
Yes.
We forgot J. Cole.
So, Allie, any other...
Tufts. Right, I go here.
Memories, regrets. I do want to play this gentleman's song and also close out with one of my own choosing. So we only have a couple minutes.
Oh, we really only do. Okay.
Yeah, time flies when you're in this dude, man.
Time flies when you're interrupted by several different personified coal people.
Yeah, that's right.
Weird
little
critters.
Lumps. They had carbon
eyes, but I think they were googly eyes that someone taped onto them.
That's right. They're carbon based, just like us, though. You know.
We're all carbon based at the end of the day.
That and the beginning of the day. When we wake up.
Well, at the beginning of the day, our hearts are less full of hate.
At the end of the day.
I forget the words.
Yep. Oh, at the end of the day, you're another day older.
It changes a few different... It depends. Do you want us to just do Les Mis for you?
People of Tufts, vote now.
Raise your hands.
Answer my Twitter poll. It's just gone live.
Do you want Les Mis?
Would you like the last 7 minutes and 36 seconds of the show to be... Les Miserables, as performed a cappella by John C. and Allie D.
Can you be Jean Valjean and I'll be the rest of those guys?
Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
2, 4, 6, 0, 1, lift this flagpole.
I love rye bread. So
why'd you steal
for
the rye bread?
Oh, you caught me red-handed.
I caught you bread-handed.
Oh, ho, ho. Classic humor by Javert.
I'm Javert. I'm hilarious, but also going to put you in prison.
The comic relief of the show, Javert, as everyone knows.
Only when played by Russell Crowe.
We probably need to speed this up if we're going to finish by the end of the hour.
Good thing you're free now.
Ah, yes. A young boy who wants to marry my adopted daughter. I am okay with that. So here I will rescue for you from the war.
Oh, you've saved my husband. I'm your daughter now that you stole.
My dear Cosette.
I'm really dumb, but I love you.
Here's an unconscious boy for you.
I thought you were Marius when you just said that thing, but thank you for the unconscious boy.
Cosette, you're dear to many a man like me. Jean Valjean!
Thanks, Valjean, for this man. We will wait.
I'm dying now
because
it's the end of the show
please
and tragic figures die.
No! Whatever will we do? Will I ever see him again? Perhaps in ghost form?
It's me, Marius. What did I miss? Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. You sound weirdly like Thomas Jefferson.
And scene.
Did you like it? I made a Twitter poll too.
We only did that because the Twitter poll came back overwhelmingly yes.
412 people voted, and 411 said yes, and Jamie said no.
That's right. All right, I should get to this song, and then I'll keep another one. But Allie, it was a pleasure to have you on the show.
It was a pleasure to be on the show.
Speaking as Jamie's surrogate,
thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie. I hope you enjoyed listening.
Bye, everyone. Jamie boy.
Oh my gosh! Wait, I gotta check how many people are listening to this whole thing.
I hope it's more than one.
Surely, right? Eight.
Eight.
Thanks to the eight of you. Seriously, good luck. I know it's a crazy time to be a student.
You'll finish finals.
You will.
And if you don't have finals, God bless you.
Yeah, yeah. I just keep doing the home stretch. I know it's really hard to focus and the weather's getting nicer and all that, but you can do it. And it'll be okay. That'll be summer. You can go to your internship.
I am excited for my internship.
You're excited for your internship.
We have an internship in Cambridge.
Is it an unpaid internship?
I'm going to change the world, but not get paid.
You're going to make some coffee at your internship.
I'm going to work with other interns.
Wow.
I'm going to save the world.
Anyway, here's that song, followed by another song that I haven't chosen yet, so you'll just have to read about it in the daily. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. See ya.
Bye.